The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Bryce Corbett.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 18th of July. In your Squiz today, Donald Trump censured by Congress, El Chapo gets life, Ben Simmons a non-starter for the Basketball World Cup, and the Emmys. This is your Squiz today. This first one, Bryce, has been bubbling away for a while. It all started when Trump took to Twitter at the weekend and appeared to direct comments at four Democratic congresswomen. These tweets were fairly lengthy, but the general gist, and now the controversial aspect, was his suggestion that they should go back to their families' countries of origin. Now the House has voted to officially condemn what they call racist language from President Donald Trump.
Yeah, it was a pretty dramatic day in Washington, D.C., all things considered. It sparked a furious backlash from the women and their supporters, resulting in the president being censured, as you say, by Congress for making racist comments. Now, the censure is more symbolic than anything. It doesn't have any bearing on his ability to run the country, but it's certainly set the cat amongst the pigeons in the states.
Is it significant that four Republicans voted with the Democrats?
It was noted that four people from his own party actually voted against President Trump, but in the long run, it's not being seen as particularly significant. And if anything, it plays really well to his base. And a lot of the analysis coming out this morning is saying that once again, Trump has played these people at his own game, and it will work very well for him going into the election.
Yeah, that election to be held in November next year. It's not the last we'll hear of these four congresswomen known on Capitol Hill as the Squad.
Yeah, the Squad are a bunch of progressive Democrats, four congresswomen of different ethnic backgrounds, Hispanic, Somali, Puerto Rican, Palestinian. It's important to note, though, that they're all US citizens and all but one of them were born in the USA. So this assertion by the president they should go back to where they come from has been widely criticized.
And news just coming out of the US now, Bryce, Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has been sentenced to life in prison plus 30 years.
Yeah, so this is just broken just as we're recording this podcast. I mean, this trial's been going on for quite a while now. He was extradited to the US in 2017. You'll remember that he famously tunneled his way out of a Mexican jail back in 2015. Guzman was the head of Mexico's sprawling Sinaloa cartel, which officials say was the biggest supplier of drugs to the United States. He ran that cartel with a really brutal hand. And if you go back and read through the list of crimes for which he was held responsible, he clearly wasn't a very nice human being.
Yeah, he said he's going to appeal that sentence. To local news, Michael Bowen had been missing in Tasmania's Cradle Mountain National Park in what's been described as blizzard-like conditions for 9 days before being spotted by a helicopter and rescued. Nothing like a good survival story, Bryce. He certainly has one.
Yeah, remarkable story. He spent 9 days, as you say, hunkered down in his tent. At a certain point, his tent actually collapsed from the weight of snow that had piled up on top of it. And he told a press conference yesterday how he thought he was probably going to die when a rescue helicopter flew directly over him without actually seeing him.
Oh, it's just like the movies, isn't it?
It is just like the movies. Happily, though, it all ended well. Although he has said that he's determined to go back out bushwalking again. I reckon that'd be it for me. I'd be done.
They love it. It's a hobby there, and they love it. That's right. AGL is under pressure to expedite the closure of its coal-fired power stations.
Yeah, the energy giant's facing a shareholder backlash over how long it's taking to switch off its coal and transition to renewables. So at the company's AGM in September, there will be a shareholder activist group that will be putting a motion saying that they need to move faster and shut down their big coal-fired power plants, some of them that they're determined to keep open up until 2048, which the activist group says is in breach of the Paris Climate Accord, to which the company has declared that it is supportive of.
Yeah, I was going to say, its Loy Yang plant in Victoria will remain open till 2048 at this stage and Bayswater Coal Station until 2035, but Liddell, of course, due to close in 2022. Ben Simmons, the very wealthy Aussie basketballer we talked about yesterday, has confirmed he won't be able to play with our national side, the Boomers, in the upcoming World Cup. What's his excuse?
Well, he says that he needs to use the time that would otherwise be spent at the World Cup acquainting himself with his new teammates at the Philadelphia 76ers. You can imagine that's gone down like a cup of cold sick with a lot of Australian basketball fans who think that, you know, if you hail from this fair land, then you have an obligation to don the green and gold.
I note, though, that he's... fellow Aussie Joe Ingles has sort of defended him today, saying that you don't know what's going on with his contract negotiations and
yeah, absolutely,
maybe a little more complicated than it appears.
These things usually are.
The Emmy Award nominations out. That's the US celebration of television excellence. What's the buzz?
It's all about Game of Thrones, unsurprisingly.
Oh, naturally.
Naturally,
of course,
and also about Chernobyl, which is the HBO drama about the nuclear meltdown in the Ukraine all those years ago.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
too.
I haven't seen it, but everybody raves about it. So that between them, they nabbed 51 nominations and helped HBO lead the nominations for the evening with a staggering record-setting 137 nominations.
Good haul.
Yeah, the Aussie flag is going to be flown by Hannah Gadsby, who's been nominated for her work in her anti-stand-up show, Nanette.
I still haven't seen that.
You'd probably be the only person on the planet, I think, Kate.
I know. The awards will be held on Monday, 23rd of September, a little while to go until that one. And there's a headline, Bryce, in the Squiz Today email that's going to need a little bit of explaining. Kiwi penguins in sushi heist.
Yes, police in New Zealand have foiled a daring heist by a couple of penguins who snuck their way into a sushi shop in Wellington. They were described by police as waddling vagrants and were found huddled underneath a fridge in a sushi shop at Wellington train station. We believe that they were frisked for any contraband sashimi, and when none was found, they were set free back into the harbour. So a happy ending.
I can kind of understand it. I mean, that's like, it's like dining
makes
out
sense,
for them.
Doesn't it? Yeah, exactly. It's like it's on a platter, quite frankly. It's like it's fish
exactly.
And it's fresh and it's...
And they could be celebrating an anniversary or something. You never know. The song lyric, Bryce, what have we got?
Song lyric today is, "Each morning I get up, I die a little," which you may recognise from Queen's anthemic, "Somebody to Love," which was one of the major songs in the movie Happy Feet, which, of course, featured a whole bunch of dancing penguins.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep. It's a stretch, but we got there.
It's elliptical, isn't it? You got to work with me on that one.
I'm okay with it. I'm good. Pass.
All right. That's all that counts.
Alan and Unwin have put together some great books for us to give away to someone who reads the email every day this week. And congrats to longtime Squizzer Phoebe Tully from Queensland, who was the winner last week. Plenty more news in there. Make sure you jump in and have a look. That's all from us today. Happy Thursday. Four down. Bryce, one to go.
Oh, gee. And I was just starting to love these. Ridiculously early starts.
I'm sure Claire would be fine with a few more sleep-ins if you want to continue.
Well, that's why. But that's the other reason I chose that song. It has this double meaning, as well as being from Happy Feet and referencing the penguin story. Each morning I get up, I die a little. Oy fey. This is for the birds, this business.
Go back to bed. We're all good.
All right, I will.
As I said, enjoy your Thursday. Chat tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.